You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It may not feel like spring yet, but summer, it is about a month away. Our temperatures will start rising, which means a lot more people will be heading outside. And a lot of times that means you bring your dogs along to enjoy the warm weather. The warm weather also brings out snakes, and most dogs don't know much about snakes. That's why the Idaho Chukar Foundation is bringing back a class to help dogs avoid animals like rattlesnakes, porcupines, and skunk. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Drew Wallen. He is the president of the Idaho Chukar Foundation, and Allie Thompson, the marketing director. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
So very quickly, just tell me about your organization.
Well, we're a wildlife conservation organization. We preserve wildlife. We do a lot of remote field habitat improvements for wildlife.
And so part of this then is that education component, which comes in with people with domesticated animals like dogs and being outside. And why is a workshop like this needed to teach dogs specifically about, you know, these animals in particular like snakes?
Well, you know, snakes or dogs have an inclination to be interested in snakes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have some poisonous snakes throughout the country. A lot of people travel as well. So even though our rattlesnakes here in Idaho aren't quite as poisonous, if you travel to Denver or some other places, which a lot of people do, those snakes can be very poisonous. And so it's imperative to treat or to instill in the dogs to be afraid of snakes or to not want to go towards the snakes.
Now, what about people who are just maybe they're just on, you know, more in more of an urban area outside? Like, let's say, you know, the green belt system versus going out into the backcountry or even the foothills. Does your dog need to know this info, even if they're a city dog?
Well, we live in wilderness. We're surrounded by wilderness. So these critters are all around us and among us.
So you need to know.
Yes.
So talk to me about how the workshop is formatted, because I said in the beginning you deal with the dog with snakes, porcupines, skunks, but you can't teach them all this at once, right?
Well, you can teach them all to avoid all three of those animals, but no. What we recommend in the vet community is that you treat them. Have an interval in between trainings.
And
we usually recommend a week between them. So they could take a rattlesnake avoidance training for dog clinic one Saturday, and then a Saturday later they could do porcupine or skunk.
So how does the workshop itself work? I mean, do you have live, real life snakes?
We do.
Okay. So then kind of walk me through that process, because it's not just about teaching the dog owner. I mean, you have to teach the animal, the dog.
Right.
Well, the dog owner is an important part of the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
We want the dog owner to be fearful of the snake or the skunk or the porcupine, too. So that's part of the training process. But what we use is negative reinforcement and positive reinforcement in the process. We use live snakes. We use gopher snakes. Most people call them bull snakes, but really anything west of the Mississippi River, they're gopher snakes. Anything east of the Mississippi River, they're called bull snakes. So those snakes are live snakes. They look exactly like rattlesnake, except they don't have a rattle on them.
Mm-hmm.
They're about the same size, same coloration. They coil, they strike, they hiss. So they have all the behavioral characteristics of rattlesnakes. This is our 23rd year of doing it, the program. And to date, we've never been told that a dog who's gone through the program has been bitten by a rattlesnake. Doesn't mean one hasn't been bitten, but a dog owner's never made us aware of it.
And I would think that, I mean, this could be harmful to a dog, potentially fatal if they're bitten by a rattlesnake.
Well, it could be. Again, in Idaho,
they're not as venomous as you said.
Exactly. But yeah, and the cost can be tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Drew actually had a dog that was bit by a rattlesnake.
Yep, it's really stressful. Very, very sick. Neither human nor dog want to get bitten by a rattlesnake. It's expensive, too. It ran about $2,000 treating. And that's without the post venomation is what they call venomation serum that they can apply to it. So it's extremely expensive, but it's really stressful when you see your dog that sick. They get really sick.
Right. And then when we talk about skunks and porcupines, it's not getting us sick, but it is still something that you do not want to encounter with your animal.
Correct. Well, porcupines can be lethal, too, because their quills penetrate so deeply. Most dogs that get, what we do is we really train the dogs to not go after a rattlesnake or a porcupine or a skunk. But however, if they got quilled by a porcupine and they usually get it in the mouth because they've gone after it, those quills can travel into their bloodstream and that can create a heart problem.
And I have to wrap things up, but you have another workshop coming up soon. Can you tell me about that very quickly?
Yes, it's Saturday, June 1st. It'll be at Julia Davis Park. It's from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And people do need to sign up for it.
Yes, we do take some walk-ons. Mm-hmm. And we try to accommodate them into the appointments. Every sign-up gets an appointment with a one-on-one with an e-trainer.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guests today have been Drew Wallen, president of the Idaho Chukar Foundation, and Allie Thompson, the marketing director. Thank you both for the information.
We're grateful to be here.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us today on Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Wednesday afternoon. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.